الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and the various listeners, local, national, international, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before I start with the topic, let us go through the formalities quickly. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that this program is taking place. We all know the conditions throughout the world. And I must place on record my sincerest thanks to all the trustees and especially our Haji Harun Ba. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him good health and afiyah and siha. Similarly, we also need to thank the Imams, our Maulana Venkar and all other Imams. Barakallahu Feekum. And this program, mashallah, we know, is sponsored by the Capital Group. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward all of them, and especially our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his brothers and his family. May Almighty Allah accept all their service they are rendering to Deenul Islam. Tonight's topic, we will discuss three issues, honorable brothers, sisters, listeners. Number one, the month of Rajab. Number two, the lessons that we should learn from the incidents and events that took place during this month of Rajab, which I will highlight. And third, the incident of Isra and Mi'raj. We will just touch on it because we have many programs, inshallah. Tomorrow night we will be at Mir Bank after Maghrib. Then Jummah, inshallah, in the Glennon Road Masjid, the Sunni Masjid, inshallah, Sufi Masjid, inshallah. And thereafter, Maghrib, we will be in Kwamashu Friday night after Maghrib and Avondale Saturday night, inshallah. My brothers, we are in the month of Rajab. How important is this month of Rajab? What is the meaning of Rajab? If someone has to ask us, what is the meaning of Rajab? So Rajab means someone, a month that is honorable and sacred. Number two, does Almighty Allah speak of this month in the Noble Quran? Yes. In Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks about the 12 lunar months. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. Verily the number of months by Almighty Allah, which Almighty Allah has prescribed and ordained, are 12 lunar months. And therefore we find that our Rajab, our Ramadan, Muharram, all of them, they rotate. In our lifetime, we already experience it during different seasons of the year. From these 12 lunar months, minha arba'atun hurum. Almighty Allah ordained, prescribed this calendar, the day He created the entire universe, the heavens and the earth, and four are sacred and holy months. So the Quran Sharif told us four are sacred and holy months. But thereafter the Quran Sharif is silent. Surah 16 verse 44. For all the brothers who sometimes try and undermine the importance of hadith, look at this Quranic verse and refer to it. Chapter 16 verse 44. وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم. We reveal to you, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reminder, this Quran Sharif. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So you explain to them in detail what is revealed to them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they wonder, ponder and reflect over the meaning and the import of these verses. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborating on the four sacred months, ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ, three are consecutive months, ذُلْقَعَدَةٌ وَذُلْحِجَّةٌ وَمُحَرَّمٌ. So the month of ذُلْقَعَدَةٌ, the month of sitting, ذُلْحِجَّةٌ, the month of pilgrimage, Muharram, the sacred honorable month, and then the month of Rajab. So we see that Rajab is one of the four sacred months. Hence, when this month used to start, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. What is the meaning of barakah, my brothers? Ya Allah, grant us barakah during this month of Rajab and Shaban. Al ashya'ul qalila wal manafi'ul kathira. The time is very limited. The money is limited. Everything is limited. But Ya Allah, make the benefit of it. We're sitting here today, mashallah, in Umslanga Masjid, and we don't have 100 people, so we're on the safe side, right? So mashallah, we're less than that. We might be less 90, 80, whatever it is. So Almighty Allah reward all you brothers and everyone who's listening. So what should we do? Read this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in our iman, in our Islam, in our time, in our ruzi, in our sustenance, and everything, Ya Allah, that is permissible. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان. Spare us for the month of Ramadan. What is Ramadan, my brothers? تَحْرِيكُ الذُّنُوب. To burn and incinerate the sins. We don't have to wait for Ramadan, my brothers. From now, we should be incinerating and burning the sins as well. Let's start with about five or six incidents quickly regarding Rajab in our glorious history. Number one, it is the beginning of Rajab. It is the ninth year of the Hijrah. You need to make mental notes of this. It's very important. It will help you in life. You've been to Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain at all times and all circumstances. So my brothers, Madinah Munawwara, June, July is 45-50 degrees. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announces publicly, every male who is able, capable, get ready. We are now leaving Madinah, going to Tabuk. My brothers, I flew to Tabuk. By plane, it took me 1.5 hours almost. Imagine in that heat, 45-50 degrees, Mustadrak Hakim's hadith, 30,000 Sahaba got ready. They said, Ya Rasulallah, labbaik, we're ready for you. Whatever you command us, we are ready. SubhanAllah. The logistics, who is going to take care of? You go to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, in this month of Rajab, the ninth year after Hijrah. He said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 300 camels with the saddle, I will sponsor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking, I want even more. 1,000 gold coins, hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. The master alayhi salam, rahmatulil alameen alayhi salam, is so elated and happy. And he takes the master alayhi salam, the coins, and starts spinning it, flipping it, as we will say, out of joy and happiness, O Usman. No harm ma darra ma Usman ba'd al-yawm. No harm will come to Usman after today. That is Usman al-Ghani. Usman Zun Nurain, married to two daughters of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first Ruqayya radiallahu anha, after her demise, then Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. But always when you do good, you must remember you will find people who are critical. And the critics, people love to sit on the fence. People who sit on the fence are committing an offense. People who are sitting on the fence are committing an offense. So remember when the rich people came, they made substantial amount. These munafiqeen, hypocrites would say, Murain, Oh Usman, Allah forbid that you are just showing off and trying to impress people. The poor, poor Sahaba came, my brothers, and what they did. They are half kilo, quarter kilo of dates, according to their means, they brought. Ya Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is our contribution in Medina Munawwara. So Almighty Allah, when people ridicule, criticize, try to belittle the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master alayhi salam, on that occasion, Almighty Allah revealed Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم. Those people who are criticizing the believers who are contributing voluntarily from the bottom of their hearts, they contribute substantial amounts or they contribute a small sum. And what you did, O hypocrites, sitting on the fence, committing an offense, they went to mock and ridicule the Sahaba. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Allah says, brothers, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, rise up to this occasion. نَامُوسِ Sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai, to protect the honor, dignity, integrity of the beloved Sahaba is compulsory. Allah protected, defended their honor and dignity. Allah says, how dare any person mocks, ridicules, belittles the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam. Sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah will mock them. Walahum azabun aleem. And Allah will dispatch for them a horrible, terrible punishment. We don't wish this for any person. But just as a point of reference, you see what is happening in Iran. You see what is happening there. Go open any news outlet and you will find big, big trenches are being dug up and the bodies are being dumped. So my brothers, always protect and defend the beloved students of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we went to Tabuk, the old name, if you've been there, and if you haven't been there, then one day make intention now with Umrah visa, once it opens up, inshallah, you'll be able to go everywhere, inshallah, if things remain the same. So you should go to Tabuk. The old name, Maulana, it was of that masjid in Tabuk, Masjidu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the masjid of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where the Master alayhi salam performed salat. Alhamdulillah, we read salat there, there's wells there, we went to visit all that. So when you go, don't go for touring, my brother. Say, we want to imitate the Master. Surah 3 verse 31, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, that we immaculately imitate the Master alayhi salam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So read about the battle of Tabuk, and subhanallah, how Almighty Allah elevated the rank and status of Sahaba. Second incident, 22nd of Rajab, the year 60. I just want to highlight the important events and incidents. 22nd of Rajab, according to many historians and scholars of hadith, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, whose demise took place. Wama adraka man Muawiyah. Who is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my brothers? He is that personality, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sitting on a minbar, the beloved Nawasa, the beloved grandson, Sibtu Rasulillah, in Arabic we say, the beloved grandson of the Master alayhi salam, is only, he was born in the third year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, because Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhuma, nikah took place during Ramadan in the second year of the Hijrah. During Ramadan and third year Ramadan, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was born. So when the Master alayhi salam's demise took place, he was 8 years old. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was 7 years old. So he was very, very young. The Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the Sahaba, looking at his beloved Nawasa and grandson, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna bni hadha sayyidun, this grandson of mine is a leader. La'allallaha ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyataini min al-muslimin. Allah Jalla Wala will use him for reconciliation among two groups of the Muslims. Take the chronological order to understand it. 11th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's demise takes place. 13th year, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala leave this world. 23rd year, right in the ending, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is martyred. On the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda becomes the Khalifa. And in the end of 35, we find Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is martyred. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu realizes that the conditions here in Medina are so volatile. The people took the oath of allegiance on his Mubarak hands, but he moved the capital to Iraq. That is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then on 17th Ramadan, the year 40 after Hijrah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred. Then what happens? Sayyidina Hassan ibn Ali, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the son of Sayyidina Ali, the son of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, becomes the Khalifa. And after few months, in 41, he resigns. Remember the hadith I told you, the hadith on the minbar? The Master alayhi salam said, my grandson, who is a Sayyid, therefore we use the word Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used these words for them in this world and in the year after. Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida shababi ahli jannah, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu are the leaders of the youth in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Nevertheless, so Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu resigns. He leaves Iraq. He goes, you must remember, to Damascus. He hands over the mantle of leadership and khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He is the Ahlul Bayt. Remember the children of Nabi alayhi salam, the grandchildren, the son-in-law, the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam are all Ahlul Bayt. But he has to fulfill the prophecy of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam. And in the year 41, Amir Muawiyah becomes the Khalifa, the Amirul Mu'mineen. The entire Ummah has one ruler. And remember, he ruled for almost 20 years. If you know our Islamic terminology, the year 41 after Hijrah is called Amul Jama'ah. The year of reconciliation, the year of unity, solidarity. Today in the plane I experience, you listeners, I'm still alive. Sometimes you say we're on air, then sometimes we go dead, you know. I'm alive still, Maulana gave me water. I experienced something unique today in the plane, you know. When I climbed, I was coming to the plane with my wife behind me. So I gave them my boarding pass. They all got the mask and gloves. So I said, yeah. He said, no. We don't touch the boarding pass also. We just have to look at it. See, how much panic, how much fear. They don't even touch. He said, no, just show it to us. It's fine. So I said, why are you so frightened? So she smiled to the lady. I said, no, we must be frightened of Allah. Don't these small things, this, you don't have to fear. You understood? But anyway, they got their protocol. So anyway, brothers, sisters, that was just now. By the way, I had to take some water Maulana gave me. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's martyrdom in 40. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu resigns. He hands over the mantle of leadership to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Look at Amir Muawiyah, the politician, the strategist. We're speaking of Aqsa. You're speaking of Masjidul Haram. Oh Ummah, realize Amirul Mu'mineen, Khalifa, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, every Sahabi took oath of allegiance, the bay'ah on his hand. Where did they take the oath of allegiance? Not in Damascus, which was his headquarters. He said, you come there to Masjidul Aqsa, and there I will take the oath of allegiance. That is where Amir Muawiyah. He was a strategist, he was a politician par excellence. From the year 41 he ruled this Kabul and Afghanistan and all these areas. Amir Muawiyah has one distinction mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, no one in the world got. Every Navy, today that's moving under the banner of Islam, under the Arab countries, under the Muslim countries, the first Islamic Navy boat to go out in the path of Allah was headed by Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. In the time of Sayyidina Umar, he said, give me permission. Sayyidina Umar said, it's too risky a journey. In time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, he said, give me permission, please. He granted him consent. Lo and behold, he left. And when they went, they landed up there in Cyprus. They conquered Cyprus and all these areas. That is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Know the Sahaba and sift out what is propaganda and fabrications. Any army that goes with the navy today, you're indebted to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So understand this, my brothers, who we are talking about. So his demise took place. Do you know what happens when he passes away? It's his last moments in Sakarat. He takes the Mubarak blessed hair of the master, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. لَشَعْرَةٌ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Sahaba say, one hair strand Mubarak, Baal Mubarak of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to us than this entire world and whatever it contains. He took the hair Mubarak, some ulama say he took the nail Mubarak, and remember that this was distributed among the Sahaba on the occasion of Hajjatul Wida. And he placed it under his eyes and he said, now leave me. Khallu bayni wa bayna arhami rahimin. And that's how he leaves this world. That is Amir Muawiyah. Carry on, my brothers. It is the ending of Rajab. 30th of Rajab, according to some ulama, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah passed away. Wama adraka man Shafi'i. Do you know who's Imam Shafi'i? Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in the year 150 in Gaza. And remember, he passes away in 204 during the month of Rajab. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, listen my youth, mashallah, you are becoming a hafiz. Al-Imam Shafi'i was hafiz of Quran at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he by heart memorized Muwatta Imam Malik, the work written by Imam Malik rahimahullah. At the age of 15, some of his teachers, they gave him permission of iftar. Oh Shafi'i Muhammad bin Idris, you are such an abqari and genius. You are so young, but we still give you permission. You can issue fatawa and verdicts. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, we went through a past in South Africa, our apartheid regime. We know, we can't forget. We know the words they call us. But this Imam Shafi'i taught the world. 2 years, he lived in Gaza with his mother. Father passes away. He grows up as a yatim and orphan. And then he migrates to Medina, to Makkah Mukarramah with his beloved mother. First teacher of Imam Shafi'i, the African, Muslim bin Ibrahim Az-Zanji. African teacher, tell the Ummah, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah's teacher, Atta bin Abi Rabah, African teacher, dark in complexion. Shafi'i's teacher, Muslim bin Ibrahim Az-Zanji, African teacher. Our teacher, Sheikh Umar Falata, 49 years, he taught hadith in Masjid Nabawi. We used to kiss him on his forehead and his hands. These are what the ulama produced. He made Imam Shafi'i a giant of his time. Shafi'i states, when I was there in Makkah, I used to drink so much zamzam. Ya Allah, grant me ilmun wafir. Give me profound knowledge, O Allah. Second dua, Ya Allah, make me a Rami. Today if you tell the brothers of Rami, they will think playing cards, you know. Make me a master marksman. When I shoot the arrow, it must hit target. He states himself, Imam Muhammad bin Idris, he says, 9 times out of 10 I have to hit the target. Barakah of Zamzam. When they drank Zamzam, ma uzamzama lima shurib alahu. Whatever intention you make, Allah will fulfill for you. It's authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Third dua, Ya Allah, grant me Jannatul Firdaus. 2 duas he saw in this world. Born in 150, goes to Baghdad. His celebrated student is there, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was asked, tell me about your teacher, Shafi'i. He says, "Ash-Shafi'i kash-shamsi lid-dunya." When the sun rises, it illuminates the world. This son of Islam came to Baghdad. He illuminated the whole world for us with his knowledge. Oh students, you became Hafiz by Maulana. You became Hafiz now in the plane. I saw one brother, he had a topi on. I was in front of him. I said, "Salaamu Alaikum, brother. What's your name?" He said, "I know you." So I said, "How come?" He said, "No, I'm a Hafiz. I studied in Darul Newcastle." I said, "Subhanallah. I spent 20 years there in Newcastle. Excellent, wonderful years. When was he?" He said, "No, I was there in the 80s. I said, "No." He said, "No, I know you very well." I said, "MashaAllah," he gave me his name and everything. So brothers, you must remember, wherever you study, take the du'as of your teacher and make du'a for your teacher. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, for 30 years, before sleeping, I used to raise my hands and cry to Allah, "Ya Allah, my beloved Ustaz Shafi'i, elevate his rank and status." Where are we? Out of sight, out of mind. Once we became Hafiz Ustaz, Jazakallah, we gone, give him one small present, and by mistake we meet him somewhere, then it can't happen, my brothers. These are the lessons we have to learn. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ The Shair, the poet says, you will never make it in life unless you learn what is adab and respect. Respect of our beloved parents, our elders. Respect of our asatiza and teachers. Respect of those people who made ihsan upon us. What favors they did for us. And we will always be unsuccessful if we have bay adabi, su'ul adabi. That if we disrespect our parents, disrespect our teachers, you are history, you won't make it. Thus Al-Imam Shafi'i leaves, 199 Hijrah, goes to Cairo, he passes away there. Alhamdulillah, we visited all four Khulafa's graves, we visited all four Imams' graves, and the Muhaddisin, mashallah, so many. It's all Allah's Fadl Adam and Fadli Rabbi. So brothers, remember who is Al-Shafi'i. Maulana spoke of 27 Rajab. Oh Ummah, do you know what happened on 27 Rajab? What happened on 27 Rajab? Why you must learn history, my brothers and sisters and my beloved youth? You got so much time, the people don't want to fly. The people don't want to travel. So you're sitting at home, very good. Do something constructive. So this is a lesson. Why must we study history? Study history, it will motivate you for the future. Study history so you don't commit the mistakes of the past in the future. Study Islamic history. Our history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-e Rabbani, the ulama-e Haqqani, the true ulama who were prepared to give their lives for Islam. And it was written by the shuhada, the red, red blood of our martyrs. That is the distinction of our Islamic history, alhamdulillah. I'm giving you a chronological table of the land of Palestine. According to your calendar, Gregorian calendar, it will make it easy for you. It is the year 637. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is Khalifa. Yea, in Palestine, Al-Quds, Jerusalem, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah is there. That time, no WhatsApp and email to the females and all these things there. That time, you had to send a person. So Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah sent somebody to go there, go tell Amirul Mu'mineen he must come. The victory is now on the threshold. 4 months we have laid siege, and the Christians said, they prepared to hand over the keys, but the person they're going to hand over the keys is Umar. They don't want, because they read this in their scriptures. So the Umar said, "I'm coming." That son of Islam, the second greatest person to walk on this earth after the Anbiya and Messengers alayhi salam. First is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. Then is Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an. He leaves Madinah Munawwara. One mode of transport. When they are about to enter, the Khadim is on the mode, on the means of conveyance, and Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, is walking. Ulama wrote different amounts. Someone wrote 15, some 17. He had so many patches on his clothing, Mubarak Amirul Mu'mineen. And when Sahaba saw Umar entering Al-Quds, learn my brother youth, my brothers, my sisters, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Today Amirul Mu'mineen is here. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar. Do you know who is Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu? Today when you go to Safa and Marwa at Safa, remember there was a house of a Sahabi, Dar Arqam. Sayyidina Umar entered there with his sword. He became the 40th person to embrace Islam. And Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar got the sword. The Master alayhi salam said, leave him be. He came with his sword and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, embracing Islam. He read, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad abdu rasulu. For the first time in the history of Islam, in unison, in chorus, the Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salam came down and said, Ya Rasulullah, it's not only you, the Sahaba, who are rejoicing, we, the Malaika in the skies, are rejoicing. Umar embraced Islam. People want to question the iman of Umar today. Inna lillahi wa inna. That Umar enters, till today, this is Masjid al-Aqsa. For example, in front of Masjid al-Aqsa, there's a mountain, and that mountain is called Jabal Mukabbar. Sahaba shouted so loudly, the Tabi'een shouted so loudly, the echo came back from that mountain, and that mountain's name from that time, 637 till today, is Jabal Mukabbar, the Jabal, the mountain of Takbir. That is. Sofianus took the key. He said, Ya Umar, this is the key we are giving you of the city of Palestine, of Jordan, of Quds, Jerusalem. Sayyidina Umar took it, فَبَكَى, and they cried, إِنَّ الظُّلْمَ لَسَاءَ. When you oppress people, as happening now in the apartheid regime of Israel, as happening in so many parts of the world, you will rule for a short period. وَإِنَّ الْأَدْلَ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ السَّاءَ. And you have justice, you will rule till the day of justice. See, مِثَاق, today we are called the terrorists. Today we are called the people who are fundamentalist extremists. Give them this example. Mithaq-e Umar, the covenant of Umar is signed by Sayyidina Umar and Sofianus, the leader of the Christians. We are the conquerors, but your churches, your monasteries, all will remain intact. You will have the freedom of worship. No Muslim will harm you and destroy any of your churches or monasteries. Islam. How many of them even embrace Islam after that? 637. You do all the calculation. You youngsters, whole day playing with your phone, do the calculation. 637 to 1099 Muslim rule. But the Christians said, how can we allow this? The Pope fired up the emotions of the people and said, no, we cannot allow it. The Crusaders came, the Salbiyin, from 1099 to 1187. 88 years they occupied Jerusalem, Palestine. You call this the dark history of the Crusaders and Christians. The blood was flowing of the Muslims more than water. We speak the truth, we don't have hidden agenda. 90% Muslims were massacred, and few percentage, well, the Jews were also massacred. Remember that. We don't have to lie. So you Muslims, but the Christians. But majority was Muslim. Oh, Almighty Allah chose who? Oh, Ummah, learn this lesson. The lesson of Rajab. Oh, Almighty Allah chose a person, non-Arab. A person who never saw Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. A person whose name is written in history with golden letters. Salahuddin Ayyubi Al-Kurdi, Saladin the Just, the West call him. Go read his profile. Lo and behold, what a strategist. He conquered Akka, Hittin, Ascalon, all these places. 27th Rajab, remember he conquers Jerusalem. And then the Ummah celebrated the liberation of Palestine at the hands of Salahuddin Ayyubi. All the Crusaders finished, decimated. He told them, we will give you compensation. You want to stay, you can stay. You want to go, you will go. But we will never torture you, persecute you.
Then Salahuddin Ayyubi, my brothers, my youth, when he climbed on the mimbar, the wooden mimbar of Nuruddin Zanki, I saw that mimbar also. The Jews burnt it in the year 69. Nevertheless, so you must remember when he climbs that mimbar, Nur or Salahuddin Ayyubi. How do you start a khutbah after 88 years in Masjid al-Aqsa, everywhere the crucifix, the cross was put? No Jummah Salat, no Salat. What a tragedy today. Our people in South Africa are saying, close the Masjid and no Jummah Salat. We cry to Allah, Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. When we close our Masjid with our own hands, remember it must not happen that our masajid get closed for some other reasons. Go to Uruguay. Go to Uruguay. I've been there 3-4 times already, South America. 4 million people plus, 1,000 Muslims. They had 3 masjids in Montevideo. Today, they don't have a single masjid, not one masjid, whole of Uruguay. I went to all 3 masjids. In the 1950s, the masjid was there. And today, it's a church. I went right inside, I met the priest also, to the Sunday. We went to the second masjid, and they transformed it into a museum. The Quranic ayats are still there on the wall. We went to the third masjid, and they made it block of offices. The government said, you Muslims closed it. You Muslims closed it. So we took it. My brothers, my ulama, think what you are doing. In our Islamic history, from the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today, there were so many problems, there were so many plagues, epidemics. Show me one authentic source, that the masjids were closed, Jummah Salat was suspended. Show me one. With a sahih sanad or authentic chain, not some Urdu kitab and some fairy tale lal kitab and all these things. So remember, it never happened. But we starting this year, think properly what we're doing. Anyway, so Salahuddin Ayyubi climbs on the mimbar after 88 years, Jummah Salat, the Ummah is crying. Today Aqsa is liberated. The first time I went, the Arab brother asked me, for what you came? I say, I came to read Salat. He said, you came from South Africa just to read Salat. You didn't come for Tijara, you didn't come for business. I said, no. Read Salat, ya Sheikh. He was so happy, he took out the frame and he gave it to me. He said, keep this frame, it's a hadiyah to you. What is written? Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab, wa harraraha Salahuddin, wa may yuharriruha al-an. Conquered in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, liberated by Salahuddin Ayyubi. Who will liberate it now? Question mark. 27 Rajab, and the English calendar, you must remember, was 1187. 88 years occupation ended. Salahuddin passes away. He's buried there by the Banu Umayyah Masjid in Damascus outside. The German government, they also realize what a personality. They put the tombstone, they put a plate there by his grave. Salahuddin the Just. Saladin the Just. This is our Islam. Our neighbors are Christian. Ask the Christian world that which is your holiest place? Easter is coming. Jesus, they tell us, is all fabrications. We say Nabi Isa alayhi salam, they say Jesus, we say peace be upon him. Many non-Muslims are listening now. The Christians say Jesus was born on 25th December. That's a fabrication also. Even the Bible rejects it. Then they say Jesus died on the cross. The crucifixion took place. And then he was buried there in Kanisatul Qiyamah. There the Holy Sepulchre. Masjid al-Aqsa is in front. The structure. Kumbatul Sakhara, the dome of the rock at the back. And behind that is the Holy Sepulchre, the church. I went inside the church also. To go see, investigating journalists. You know, I like that term. So anyway, we went inside there, all these places. I said, what you all say about this? He said, yes, he was buried here, but on Sunday when Mary Magdalene came, he wasn't in the grave. So I said, if you say he's God, but God died and he's buried. Now they start thinking. Anyway, that's a separate topic. The topic I want to show you is this. Ask any Christian, your church, which is more sacred than the Vatican, your church, Kanisatul Qiyamah, the Church of Resurrection, the Holy Sepulchre, these are the names of that place. From Salahuddin Ayyubi's time, 1187, till today, who opens that church? Oh Ummah, why do you live with the inferiority complex? We belong to Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Ummah. We practice Islam and show people the mercy and compassion of Islam. The Christian said, if we have to have the keys, the Lutherans, the Anglicans, the Catholics, the Protestants, there'll be scops, kit and donor. Now you chaps don't understand Afrikaans sometimes in Durban. You know what's good? That we will be fighting like so much. Rather you keep it, O Muslim. They gave it to Salahuddin. Until today, the Muslims go and they open the church, which is the holiest place in Christianity. That is our Islamic history. 27 Rajab, 1187, this incident took place. Come to the last incident. We got some time still left, inshallah. Siratun Nabawiyah. Study the life history of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. The Milad Mubarak of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, took place in Makkah Mukarramah. Wulidan Nabiyul Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi salam, Aam al-Fil. The Master, alayhi salatu salam, Mubarak Milad, took place the year of the elephant. The enemies came, Abraha, with his big, big elephants. Today when you go, Mawlana knows, many of you know, the boards are there. This is Muzdalifa, that is Mina. So remember, in between there is no man's land. They came so close, that area is called Wadi Muhassar, between Mina and Muzdalifa. Almighty Allah took the tiny little creation. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيرٍ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّنْ سِجِّيرٍ. And the Ababil, the small little creation birds came. Big, big, huge elephants. Abraha is there. Jealousy. Destroy and demolish the Kaaba. Almighty Allah demolished them. Then 55 days approximately. After that, the Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable birth, Mubarak birth, took place. 40 years in Makkah before Nubuwa. Sadiqul Amin. Everybody loved the Master alayhi salam. The non-Muslims would entrust Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam the mushrikeen. They were polytheists, they were idol worshippers. Then in the dusty cave of Hira, first 5 verses of Surah Alaq, revelation comes and the revolution begins. Revelation comes and the revolution begins. Now all the derogatory titles are used, Allah forbid. Quran makes mention of it. Sha'ir, Allah forbid, you're a poet. Kahin, that you are a person who is, you know, fortune teller, Allah forbid. Majnoon, Allah forbid. Something wrong with your intelligence, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. All this enshrined in the Quran. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala now is elevating the Master even more and more. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we elevate your Mubarak blessed name. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is mentioned, when my name is mentioned, Allah Jalla Wala's name, then your name is mentioned. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Who can take this away? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, the Master alayhi salam is 25 years old. She is 40 years old. 25 years that marriage carried on. 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. But look at the Ummah today. A travesty of justice. When I'm in Medina, we announce, tomorrow Friday, normally we take the people and the men, I'm going to Baqi, 30, 40, 50 men will come. And we will go, we will show them the Mubarak grave. Sayyidina Usman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved, honorable daughters, wives, all that, the son of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Big crowd. I say, in Makkah tomorrow we're going, 4 or 5 brothers will come. How can we forget the ihsan, the favor of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha? She stood as a pillar of support for the Master alayhi salam. One day Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, that every time you speak about Sayyidah Khadija, we are here. Oh Aisha, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, she believed in me when everybody almost rejected me. She gave me that financial support when no one wanted to support to me. She is the mother of my children. Look at the ending of the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She was unique. She was exemplary, O Aisha. Her sister used to come, Hala radiallahu anha. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would just hear her voice and would think of Khadija and the tears would roll. Think, brothers. What a travesty of injustice. This ummah does not have time. We are in Makkah. But we can't go visit our mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija. And we speak of love. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I ask you for no wages and no recompense. But my family, my honorable wives, you must love them. Any person goes against Hazrat Aisha and curses Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, Wallahi al-Azim, I tell you in this masjid, he can never be a Muslim, he's out of the fold of Islam. We must defend the honor of the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyida Khadija, Umm al-Mu'mineen. So she was the age of 65, she passes away. And then one marriage, one wife at that time only. The Master alayhi salam is broken, so sad. And then Abu Talib also dies. Abu Talib did not embrace Islam, the father of Sayyidina Ali. There's ijma and consensus on that. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that he's in Jahannam and burning already, according to the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So you must remember these type of things here. But he defended the Master alayhi salam. That year when the Master alayhi salam was 51 years old, in our Islamic terminology, is called Amul Huzn, the year of sadness. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing. O Habib Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are so heartbroken. You are so sad. Me and you, ordinary father, ordinary mother, ordinary husband, we are ordinary mortals, nothing special. We say, son, come, I take you somewhere. You didn't do so well in the examination. It's not the end of the world. So you want to cheer him up. You want to lift up his spirits. Almighty Allah, for Habib Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wants to elevate his rank even further. What did Almighty Allah do? I take you to the three greatest places. Makkah Mukarrama, from there you start your miraculous nocturnal journey. Masjidul Haram. We take you to Masjidul Aqsa. At that time, was no Masjid Nabawi, that came afterwards, this is in Makkah. So you must remember from there to the seven heavens and beyond. This is the gift to you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first part is called Isra. Isra, as-sayru fil layl, to travel at night. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, remember bodily, physically, in the state of awakeness, Almighty Allah took the Master alayhi salam. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa. The beginning of the 15 Jews, the beginning of the 17th surah, and go read it. Wallahi, I tell you, Palestine must be liberated. You ulama, you brothers, sisters who know the Arabic language, you must procure a copy of this book regarding Palestine and regarding the surah, surah Bani Israel. That Qadiyatul Falastin, the matter of Palestine, how Almighty Allah will liberate it. So you must remember Almighty Allah speaks of it in the surah. Inshallah, one of the nights I'll speak of it in detail. Nevertheless, we go on. And then, that is Isra, Masjidul Aqsa, all the Anbiya. Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen makes the imamat. Mi'raj, to ascend. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes up. I want to conclude just with this because my time is almost exhausted. What were the three gifts? The hadith in Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith. A person comes to my house, I come there, or whatever. So normally, our custom tradition also will give a gift or whatever you. So Almighty Allah, the Habib of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the five daily salats. My brothers, everything became compulsory on the land and sand, but salat became compulsory in the heavens and in the skies. Why? To show us the importance of salat. Without salat, there's a big question mark on the iman of that person and devotion, dedication of that person. Therefore, we must say, we will never allow our masajid to be closed. We will never allow Jummah to be cancelled, irrespective of what the circumstances are. That is Muslim. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam feeling so sad. Allah jalla wala takes from Makkah to Aqsa to the Seminar. The masjid is the place where we get inspiration, motivation. And remember, Almighty Allah will elevate our rank and our status. Remember that. Second gift, our Hafiz Sahib read now, Hafiz Yameen, I just asked him his name, and each one of you tonight, at least do this much. Surah Baqarah chapter 2 is Atwalu Suratin fil Quran, the longest surah in the noble Quran, verses 285, 286, the last two verses from where Hafiz Sahib read, Aman al-Rasul, Talfan Suruna alal Qawm al-Kafirin. So we must read it. Man qara'ahuma fi laylatin kafata. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you read these last two verses of Surah Baqarah, it will suffice for you. You won't have worry, you won't have nightmares, you won't suffer from this. So learn it, memorize it, look inside, do it tonight, my brothers, inshallah. And then daily, every night, after Maghrib, after Isha, before you sleep, make it part of our routine. And the third gift, that whosoever passes away with Iman and Islam, falahul Jannah, for him is Jannatul Firdaus. So these were the three gifts, the five daily salat, and remember the two last two verses of Surah Baqarah, and the Bisharat and glad tidings, that we live with Iman and we pass away with Iman. So we thank all of you for attending this discourse. All the listeners, inshallah, will continue tomorrow night at Masjid al-Tazkiyah in Mirbank. Make dua for the Ummah, make dua for the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa, all our masajid. Allah Jalla Wala protects it and open all our masajid. And may Almighty Allah make us an asset to humanity and the Ummah. We conclude today's talk with this dua, and we all need to memorize this dua. It's authentic dua and supplication mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawood and in Sunan Nasai. So I'll read it and you repeat after me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. I'll just give the translation, then we make a short dua, and then we finish. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. Learn this dua. When we do take, we must take all the precaution. We never say that you must not do that. But remember, we have to place our trust in Almighty Allah also as well. And remember, the halat will come, conditions will come and go. We have to change, then the conditions will change. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Jazakallahu khairan to all of you. A short dua, inshallah, and then we'll be complete, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين.
اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم انا نعوذ بك من سيء الاسقام اللهم انا نعوذ بك من سيء الاسقام ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين امين يا رب.